This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick, in for Antonio Gonzalez. Alaska Native leaders are praising the announcement Friday by the U.S. Justice Department declaring a public safety emergency in Alaska. The declaration by Attorney General William Barr frees up millions of dollars in aid to boost law enforcement, mostly in rural communities. But as KYUK's Christy Schallenberger reports, the announcement was partially offset by public safety funding cuts by the governor.
The Department of Justice pledged $10 million to support law enforcement in Alaska Native communities. That money is available right now. The money will help hire and train village public safety officers, tribal police officers, and village police officers. It will also fund new positions. Other federal agencies like the FBI will submit plans within 30 days to address Alaska's public safety crisis. Barr visited Nabaskiak on his Alaska trip. Tribal Administrator Sharon Williams is celebrating the news.
I'm very happy. I was close to tears when I heard it this morning. Now the waiting game begins.
The declaration exceeds her expectations. The community had asked Barr to declare an emergency because of the lack of public safety and the high rates of alcohol-related deaths in the community. The declaration won praise from the Alaska Federation of Natives and the Association of Village Council Presidents. AVCP CEO Vivian Corthias called the plan, quote, unprecedented. The federal declaration came hours before Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed $6 million from the Village Public Safety Officer Program. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
Meanwhile, Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy used his line item veto power to slash $440 million from the state's budget. That included $344,000 from the state Supreme Court, which has rejected attempts by lawmakers to limit funding for abortion. He also cut Alaska Public Radio and Television by more than $2.5 million. KCAW reports Dunleavy vetoed more than $2 million from public radio and $600,000 from public television. Alaska has 26 public radio stations, and many remote tribal communities rely on them for news. Other cuts include $130 million from the University of Alaska and $50 million from state Medicaid spending. Dunleavy's trying to balance the budget without raising taxes or reducing the dividend from the state's permanent fund. The plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the state of New Mexico said more needs to be done to ensure at-risk students are receiving adequate education. That includes low-income, Native American, and English language learner students, as well as those with disabilities. New Mexico In Depth reported the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty filed a court brief last week, arguing that almost all of the $500 million allotted by state lawmakers this year went to increase teacher salaries. It's representing the plaintiffs in the case, Yazi Martinez versus the state of New Mexico. Attorneys argue that's violating a court order that directs the state to meet its constitutional obligations to educate children. Kevin Brown is resigning the Mohegan Tribal Council following an outside ethics investigation. The Day newspaper reports Brown had already stepped down as chairman in February for what he said were personal reasons. The paper cited anonymous sources saying the investigation involved alleged breaches of confidentiality and possibly other violations of the tribe's code of conduct. A company that handles ethics complaints for Mohegan Gaming and Entertainment conducted the investigation. And the three federally recognized Cherokee tribes have declared a state of emergency for their language. The Cherokee One Feather reports the action comes from a tri-council meeting recently that included leaders from the Cherokee Nation and the Eastern Band and the United Kituwa Band of Cherokee Indians. The resolution states there are about 2,000 fluent Cherokee speakers remaining, and all of the three tribes are losing fluent speakers faster than new speakers are developed. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kuwanuk Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com. Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.